read, the shir should be a special schus bar minim rus shiichli nishmas maris hester vasser shmur as chan ritz mar sata chan ritz meir zev and the schus refuas chay chana bas orna ro edel and rus victoria bas tila ravida vishchla yisrael. This is based on Torah that I received from my rabbi Avraham Yaakov Dov and Hamik Shlita. In the Gemara Masechet about Zara, Dav Chabdal Adam Beis, it says Ve'yasharna Paros B'derech Al Derech Beis Shemesh. It's talking about where the Paros, the cows, were carrying the dragging the Agala with the Aron from the Plishtim back to Beit from the Arei Plishtim back to Beit Shemesh in Eretz Yisrael. And it says Ve'yasharna. What does it mean by Yasharna? So Rabbi Yechanan in the name of Meir says they said Shira. What Shira did they say? Says the Gemara. Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Rishim Rabbi Meir, they said Az Yashir Moshe Vnei Yisrael. Rabbi Yechanan himself says something else, and then Rish Lakish says something else. Rabbi Lazar says Hashem Malach Yirgazu Amim. So we have various opinions. Rabbi Lazar's opinion is Hashem Malach Yirgazu Amim Yirgazum Al Shehikam B'makas Tchoyrim, that they got this maka of hemorrhoids. The Plishtim. So that's the Shira that the Hashem Melech Yirgazu Amim. So the Yirgazu Amim, they were saying this because the Kadosh Baruch Hu got angry at the nations. He gave them this machala, this sickness for taking the Aron. So they were singing this perek of Hashem Melech Yirgazu Amim. Rashi explains Al Shehikam B'makas Tchoyrim. So Chazal Darshan, this pasuk that was said by the Paros, they dragged the Agala with the Aron from the Arei Plishtim back to Beit Shemesh and Eretz Yisrael, that they spoke like people spoke, and they said Shira Tagodesh Baruch Hu Al Yeshua Sa'aron Miyad Plishtim. And Chazal said, what Shira did they say? Rabbi Lazar says they said Hashem Malach Yirgazuam. We have to understand why dafka this mizmor. So Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Margiz the Plishtim. He made them angry with Makas Tchoyrim, but there's a lot of Mizmoirim in Sefer Tehillim about the Nitzchonos Neged Amim, that we defeated various nations. So how does Rabbi Lazar know that they sang dafka this Mizmor? So Rish Lakish holds that they said Mizmor Tzadi Ches. Shmuel Bar Nachmani says they said Mizmor Tzadi Gimel. Say there are other Mizmoirim in Sefer Tehillim that are shaykh to this miracle. So what's the svar of Rebbe Lazar, dafka this mizmor? So it would appear clear that the reason of Rebbe Lazar is because it says behem sheikha mizmor, this is in Tzadi Tes, Pesukim Vav and Zayin, Moshe Ar Mechorna v'shmo v'kor v'shmo k'rim el Hashem v'hu yane v'omar anan yidav v'amud anan yidaber aleim shem v'ay dosa v'chok nasan lamo. So in this mizmor, we have a zecher to nevuas Shmuel, Moshe Ar Mechorna v'shmo v'kor v'shmo. So there's a dimyon v'hashva bein nevuas Shmuel Venevuas Moshe ve'Aaron, so it's mistaber that this mizmor is shaykh to the nes that happened in the door of Shmuel, because there's a shevach of Shmuel here, that his nevuah is like Moshe Aaron b'chona with Shmuel v'kori Shmuel, that Shmuel's nevuah is equated to Moshe and Aaron's on some level. But that we have to understand what we find by Shmuel Hanavi, but we don't find by any other navi, that he was zoche l'inyan shira b'yamav me'ein shiras hayam. Lefidas Reb Yechanan, Mishum Reb Meir, they were Chozer al Shiras Hayam Atzma. But Shmuel Hanavi was Zoche to this Shira that the cows sang about him, and he even has a pasuk in Tehillim that's made, and that there's a Shaychus between his Nevuah and the Nevuah of Moshe and Aaron. So what's special about Shmuel? It says, Bamun anan yidaber aleim, after the pasuk Moshe v'Aaron and Shmuel. So the Ibn Ezra says that the Dibur Bamun anan yashiv al Moshe Aaron ben Shmuel iman. The Bamun anan yidaber aleim, that God spoke from a cloud, is talking about Moshe and Aaron, but not Shmuel. However, Rashi explains, Bamun anan yidaber aleim, afim Shmuel. God even spoke to Shmuel, Bamun anan. And that's what it says in Shmuel Aleph, Perik Ates, Ayesh b'zeh haro'avid, Tanena om osam v'tomarna yesh tire anan kasher al pischo. k'derech amru v'yesh asher haya yia anan shamrei dosa v'chok nasan lamo chok asher nasan lamo. So Rashi quotes that, this is Rashi speaking, Rashi quotes the pasuk that there was a cloud that was at the entrance to the tent of Shmuel. And then he quotes the pasuk in Bamidbar, V'yesh asher ya'anan. So we don't find by any other Navi that he had a cloud in his Pesach, comparing him to Moshe and Aaron. So how is Moshe and Aaron special? How is Shmuel special? What makes Shmuel so special that he gets to have a cloud, just like Moshe and Aaron? There was a cloud in the time of Moshe and Aaron. There was also a cloud in the time of Shmuel. So you want to understand why Shmuel is so special, that he has a Shira sung about him by the Paras, and also that he gets a cloud. In a pillar of cloud he spoke to them, and they obeyed his testimonies and whatever decree he gave them. Whatever he gave them, they kept. So again, you see this specialness, this uniqueness of Shmuel. What's so special about Shmuel? Obviously Shmuel's a Navi, but why is he different than all other Naviim? So obviously I'm not, the question isn't why is Shmuel special. Shmuel's special because he's a Navi, he's close to Hashem, but why they were different than all the other Naviim, that he even has a cloud in his Pesach? So at the beginning of Avis, it says Moshe kibbol Torah misinai misar l'Yeshua shulis kenibs ken levin v'yim misar l'anshe kenes ha'gadola. It's Mefurish in Rashi and in his parish to the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, that in the Tkufa of Shmuel Ramasi, in the Tkufa of Shmuel, the Torah was given from the Zikanim to the Nevi'im. And this is difficult because there's Zikanim that aren't Nevi'im and there are Nevi'im that aren't Zikanim. So it emerges that the Sof Dorosh El Yoshua, there was a Hakhra and Hara. In Rashi and Avos, it says that Yoshua himself was Mechriah like this, that it's better to be Moser, the Baalei Zikna B'Chochma, even though they don't have Nevuah, and not the Nevi'im, Shein Behem Zikna. So if so, how could it be that in the door of Shmuel the Hachra was mishapich, and now they're giving it to Nevi'im? So it says in Avos, it says Yeshua is the Zekanim's Kanim and Nevi'im. So there was Hachra in the time of Yeshua, some say by Yeshua himself, that the Torah should be given to Zekanim even though they're not Nevi'im. And then Vayter, there was a Hachra later on in the time of Shmuel, that the Torah should be given from the Zekanim to Nevi'im. So what changed? So according to Rashi and Avos and in Sefer Shmuel, that the Zekanim are the Shoftim. So we can understand that since the door of the Shoftim was concluded and the door of the Malachim started, so they were machriah that you shouldn't be machriach the Malachim in protecting the, preserving the Mesara Satara, and it's better to give over the Mesara to the Nevi'im. However, Ladas HaRambam Bakdama LeMishneh Torah, that these Akanim aren't Shoftim, they're Chachmei Umah Shebechol Dor, so it's a Tema. Why were they mavir b'darash al shmuel miseris hatorah mide zikni hador l'dei nevi hador? So again, if you hold that the zikanim are the shoftim, so we can understand the door hashoftim finishes, and now it's the door of malachim. So instead of being matrich the malachim to preserve the tradition of the Torah, so they said we're going to give it over to the neviim. But according to the Rambam in his Akdamah to Mishneh Torah, that the zikanim are not the shoftim; they're chachmei umah. So what's the Why don't you just keep giving it to the Zekanim? Why is it going to be then passed on to the Nevi'im? Lama haviru d'rosh el Shmuel et mesorat haTorah midei zekni hador lidei nevi'i hador. Halo kvar hukhra she'adif, that's better to leave the mesoras haTorah bidei zekni haTorah v'lo ba'alei nevuah. So why was it transferred then to the Nevi'im? It's also worthwhile mentioning the comment of the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam in Horos Tefillah 12:15 and the bracha of Torah that we say, Bracha Hashem v'kenem v'chlam sher bracha ben Nevi'im tovim v'rotza v'dei emranim me'emres Bracha Hashem v'chev v'torah v'moshe avdo v'yisrael amo v'yiriyeh ha'emes v'atzedek. So the Kesef Mishnah notes, why do we say this bracha kfula? And what's the bracha? Asher bracha ben Nevi'im tovim v'rotza v'dei emranim me'emres be'emes Bruch Ata Hashem Avocher BaTorah, Uv Moshe Avdo, Uv Yisrael Amo, Und wer am Ess war Zedek? So we have this bracha kful. We seem to be saying the same thing, that Hashem chose the Nevi'im, good Nevi'im, and he wanted their words that are said in truth. And then it says, again, he chose the Torah, Moshe's servant, and Nevi'im as Vatzedek. So why the bracha kfula? And also, why in the first chelik of the bracha are we only mentioned the Nevi'im? And in the second chelik we add, HaBoicher v'Torah v'Mesha Avdo, Yisrael Amo, and then also Nevi'im. So why in the second bracha do we add the Torah and Moshe Eved Hashem? And why also in the first chelik of the bracha we say the divrei nevuah is emes, and in the second chelik we add nevi'ah emes v'atzedek? Why do we add on tzedek? So these are all things we have to understand. So in Sukkim Seches Chulin at Adap Gimel Amarat Beis, it says that you can't be mekayim the mitzvah of kisui hadam al mizbeach because you're mosif ala binyan, and it says hakol b'ksav miyad Hashem alai hiskil. You're not allowed to do kisui hadam on the mizbeach because that's adding on to the binyan. And it says that it has to be only as Hashem told us in Divrei Yamin. Rashi explains, "Kamosev binyan lahagbiya." You're elevating it. The whole length, width, height of the binyan was given to David through the Nevi'im. Tichsiv b'Divrei Yamin dekarmelei David l'shelma. Kol b'ksav Hashem yad Hashem alai hiskil. Kol melechas hatavnis alai hiskil. Osi limei. All the form of the mikdash you got taught me. So it's hard to understand. How do we bring a pasuk midivrei Kabbalah as a taina? Why you can't be mekayim a mitzvah doy raisa? En koch b'divrei Kabbalah litchos divrei Torah. Bring a pasuk hakol miyad Hashem, ksav miyad Hashem alai hiskil, to say that you can't do kisi adam. Kisi adam is a mitzvah in the Torah. En avrei lecha shay lechadish davar. So how's it shaykh to bring a pasuk from divrei nevuah to be mevatel a mitzvah doy raisa? Also in the sugim in Ahorias 12:11b. Creases 5b, that Malchei Beis David Moshchin, Malchei Yisrael Ein Moshchin, and we learn it from the Pasuk, Ku Mashcheu Ki Hu Zeh, Zeh Ton Mashiach Avein Acher Ton Mashiach. So this is hard to understand. How's it Shaykh to learn a new din, Behilchas Mashiachas Melachim Doraisa, from a Pasuk that was said, Bedivrei Kabbalah B'Shas Mashiachas David HaMelech, Ayidei Shmuel HaNavi? We had the Shiram on this in our Shiram and Hilchas Melachim. But here we're bringing a Pasuk that in Bedivrei Kabbalah, that tells us that Malchei Beis David Moshchin, Malchei Yisrael Ein Moshchin. Ku Mashchei Ukiv Zeh Ton Mashicha, Vein Acher Ton Mashicha. David HaMelech and not others. So how's it shaykh to learn a new din in Hilchos Mashichas Melachim Doraisa from a pasuk in Divrei Nevuah? Well, Befrat, we have to understand the Fiperish Rashi and Krisus, Shadin Zeh Maschil, it only starts with David, but Shol, but that only from David it starts the din that only Malchei Beis David are Nimshach. But Shaul, it wasn't Malchei Beis David, it was Malchei Yisrael, was also Nimshach, and so Paskins the Rambam. So Mirka Din Torah, you anoint all the kings, B'Shem and HaMishcha. And they already know this way the Maisa, B'Shas Mashichas Shaul HaMelech. V'Afal Picha, and this din is Mufka, B'Shas Mashichas David HaMelech, and onwards, based on the Pasuk of David of Sefer Shumal, B'Divrei Kabbalah. I ain't Nabi Rashai L'Chadish Dover. How we machadish this new din of only Malchei Beis David from the time of Shema of David? So we see from all of this the Yisod Atzum V'Nifla that in Parshas Shoftim it says Ki Yipali Mimcha Dover LaMishpat Bein Dam LaDam Bein Din LaDin Ubein Nega LaNega Divrei Rivos B'Sharecha Bekamta V'Alisa Alamokom Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha Bo Vasa Alamokom Evoksa Alakohanim Velavim Asher El Shofet Asher Yia Bayimim Ahem V'Darashta V'Gidu Lachas Tvar Mishpat V'Sisas Api Adover Asher Yagidu Lacha Min Amokom Ehu Asher Yivchar Hashem V'Shamarta Lasas Kochol Asher Yorucha. So it says that when you have a dispute, to go up to the Beis Hamikdash, to the Kohanim, Levim, the Shofet, and they're going to tell you the Dvar Hashem. Go up to the Sanhedrin, the Beis Hanagadol, and then it says Kisavu Al Aretz, Asher Hashem Lekachanosi Enlach Virashtu Yeshavta Ba Vemarta Simalai Melech Kuchol Aboyim Asher Tzvivos Esam Tosim Alecha Melech Asher Yivchar Hashem Lekecha Bo Mikar Bachecha Tosim Alecha Melech Vasucha Lasei Salecha Ish Nachri Asher Lo Achicha Hu. So we see that there's two things that are part of the mitzvahs v'halachas haTorah that are not explained in Torah Shebichsav, but rather are dependent in the bechiros that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make later. In other words, there's a mitzvah livnos beis hamikdash v'lekvo Hashem Sanhedrin. Aval makom hamikdash tali b'bechiros she'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu basit. Right? It says in the pasuk, when you come to the land I gave you, and you say you want to make a king, so make a king. And you can't you can't make a non-Jew a king. He has to be one of your brothers. So we have that there's a mitzvah to build a base HaMikdash, to be Kovei the Sanhedrin there. But the Makom HaMikdash is telling where is the Makom HaMikdash going to be. It says where God says it's going to be, because that's what it says in the Pasuk, V'alisa l'makom she yivchar Hashem Elokecha. So God is going to choose the Makom HaMikdash. And then it says by making a king. God is going to choose the king. So yes, the mitzvah to be a man and melech, but God's going to choose this king. So God's going to choose the Makom HaMikdash where the Sanhedrin is going to sit, and God's going to choose the king. So you have a mitzvah, but God's going to tell us later where to fulfill the mitzvah. Sigin Meseches Avodazara Daf Ches Lamed Beis, the Makom HaMikdash, it's a Makom Goyrim, that the Makom HaMikdash causes the Koach of Sanhedrin Ladun Dinei Nefashos. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that there's no halachas of Zakin Mamre unless you're in the Makom HaMikdash, according to some Rishonim. There's no mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel unless there's a Beis HaMikdash and not in the Mishkan. So a lot of Gufei Torah, a lot of halachas are talib b'chiras Makom HaMikdash. You can only have a Zakin Mamre if they're Sanhedrin in the Makom HaMikdash. They can only be done dinin nefashis if they're in the Makom HaMikdash. You can only be Makai Mitzvahs Aliyah L'Regel of Makom HaMikdash. And this is all talib in the b'chira that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make in the future, and not b'shas Matan Torah. And this is very difficult to understand, because after the door of Matan Torah, we paskin in both Mitzian and Tesamid Beis that you don't paskin halacha al pi baskol mishim shetar lo b'shemaimi v'ein poskin halacha al pi nevuah mishim shein avar shel chadish davar meyata, like we see in Meseches Megillah, Meseches Tmura. So it's hard to understand how is it shayich to come al pi nevuah and to be megala that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was bocher this place or this king. There's no koch biyad navi, koch biyad shemaim to be kovei anu halachas. Ein poskin halacha al pi baskol lo b'shemaimi. So what's pshat that we're going to have these future halachas of choosing a king and choosing the Makom HaMikdash, that these are going to be done al pi navi? So we have to say that there's a special tonight that Matan Torah wasn't finished b'dor Midbar with these two bechiras. That it's mefurish in the Torah that there are halachos that are tali b'bechira in the future, and then this bechira has a gather of Torah, and it's not stam nevu. And the holy soul of lo b'shemayim yinei b'rishel chadish davar miyata was not said the Gabi Bechiros Makom HaMikdash or Bechiros Melech, because these Bechiros are a Tanai, they're a leftover Tanai in the Chasimus Matan Torah. Yes, Matan Torah ended after Matan Torah, and 40 years in the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was continually giving them a new Parshias, but the whole thing only finished later on when we chose a king, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to choose a king, and the Makom HaMikdash, and that's going to be in the hands of God. So there we don't say in Avi Rosh HaLechadish Tavar Me'ata. So now we understand why there's a gather of halacha d'oraisa and the midos hamikdash that it doesn't say for divrei yamim kol b'ksav Hashem, hakol b'ksav miad Hashem alai hiskia. But this is all considered part of the b'chiras hamakom that's mentioned in the Torah, and it's not the divrei kabbal, it's divrei Torah mamish. That whatever God tells us, all the measurements Hashem tells us, that's the way it has to be. Hakol b'ksav miad Hashem alai hiskia. That whatever is given to the Navi in the Midos of the Mikdash, that is going to be the Midos Midoraisa, because God is, Matan Torah didn't finish yet as far as the Mikdash is concerned. And the same thing with Gabi Mashiach HaSamelech, that it says to Shmuel, Mekum Mashcheu Ki Huzen, it says in the Gemara that it's Mafkia Din Mashiach B'Malchei Yisrael, and there's no Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha B'Malchei Yisrael and B'Malchei Beis David. We see this Yisod, that through being Bocher Melech Nizkar B'Tara, Kovim Halachas B'Tkufas Hanavim, Kilu Hen Ksubas B'Divrei Torah V'Lo B'Divrei Kabbalah. So it's like they're written in the Torah and not in Divrei Kabbalah. In Rabbis to Rabbi Nassin, it says, Rav Shimon says, Shalosh Ksarim Hem, Keser Torah, Keser Kune, Keser Malchus. What's Keser? Kahuna Filo Nosen Kol Keser Zav Shalom. You don't give him Keser Melucha. Vayse Lo Zarachor Bris Kun Keser Kunim, because it only goes to Aaron and his children. In Keser Malchus, you don't give him Keser Malchus. He gives you all the money in the world. But David Avdi Nasi Lam Loelam. He has to be from Malchus based David. So how is it possible to be Kovea that you can't be Mafkia Keser Malchus that was given to David? It was given al pinavu and it's not Minatara. So why isn't there a place for a Nabi to come afterwards and say that the Keser Malchus was removed from David and given to someone else? So based on what we said, it's very good, because the Keser Malchus that was given to David is the kiyum of Melech Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha Bo that's written in the Torah. And even though the Gili HaBechira comes through a Nabi, nevertheless, this is a Bechira of Torah. This is a Hemshech of Matan Torah. So therefore, that can't be changed. So according to this, we can explain the bracha of the Haftarah, that after we mention Bechiras Nevi'im Tov and Devarim and Amarim Be'emes, we bless Hashem for Bechiras HaTorah of Moshe Avdo, V'Yisrael Amo, and V'Yemes V'Atzedek. And we can be mevar according to what we said, that besides the specific nevuas of every Navi, there's also a shlichus that was given to the Nevi'im to be mamshich nevuas Moshe ben ogel v'chiras makom ha'mikdash v'chiras melech v'chelek men haftaras. Part of the, some of the haftaras are discussing these v'chiras, like the haftar of Parshas Zachar and the haftar of Machar Chodesh. That's nogea to makom ha'mikdash, or nogea to v'chiras melech. So there's a special shlichus of the Nevi'im to be mamshich nevuas Moshe, because again, Nevuas Moshe continues with Bechiras Makom Mikdash and Bechiras Melech. And therefore, after the bracha and the truth of the Nevi'im, B'Nevuas Atzma, we add that there's a Bechira in the Torah that comes through Moshe, Avdo, V'Yisrael, Amo, B'Midbar, B'Nevi'im, Abay, Mechreim, were chosen to hamshich this Bechira, B'Nyanei Mikdash U'Melech. And that's what it means, V'Nevi'i Ames V'Tzedek. In other words, Ames Mitzad Atzma, V'Tzotkim, V'Nevim, V'Nusam, they're correct in their faithfulness to the Mesaris and Shlichus of Moshe. And therefore, even their words and revealing the makom, the bechira of the mikdash and the melech, are included in the bechira of the Torah. So that's what it means in the second bracha, when we say first we just talk about the Nevi'im, and then afterwards we talk about the Torah. Habocher b'Torah v'Moshe Avdu v'Nevi'i Emes v'Tzedek. In other words, this, the choosing of the Torah and Moshe also has a hemshech, the Nevi'im that are mamshech the Torah, the Bechira of Torah and Moshe, by telling us Makom HaMikdash and telling us Midas HaMikdash and telling us Bechira HaMelech. And these Nevi'im are Nevi'i Emes, they speak truth and tzedek, that they are faithful to their task. So even though this koach remained in the hands of the Nevi'im Bechlal to be Shluchei Moshe Rabbeinu, to complete Kabbalah HaTorah be Megala these Bechiros, nevertheless, B'Sofa Shel Davar, these two Giluyim came to the world through whom? Through Shmuel HaNavi. It's Mefurish that the Bechir of Melech was through Shmuel, because both Shaul and David were chosen by Shmuel. But it's not so clear in the Ksuvim that the Bechiras Makom HaMikdash is Alidei Nevuas Shmuel. Gemara Bava Basra, Yedal Ramid Beis, Tesani Shmuel Kosef Sifro, and it says there, Tesvav Abadal, Shmuel Kosef Sifro, Vaksiv Shmuel Meis, in Shmuel Aleph, so how can it be he wrote it? The Ask Garachos of Nasanavi, Garachos of Nasanavi finished it. So we have to understand the sugya. Why do we only ask when it says that Shmuel died at the end of Sefer Shmuel Aleph, and they didn't ask from all of Sefer Shmuel Beis that talks about the Malchus of David? The whole Sefer is after Mises Shmuel Hanavi. And they discuss Rov Chai David HaMelech until the end of the Sefer, that's Oseik Bekinyan Makom HaMikdash from Marvin Ayavusi. And there it says Shmuel Beis Chavdal Yitchas Yotes Ve'evu God Al David Ve'yom Ahu Ve'yom Relo Alei Akem L'Hashem Izbech Begoran Arina Ayavusi Vayal David Kedvar Gadash Kasher Tziva Hashem. So it would appear that the Sugi understands that the Iker Nevuas Bechiras Makom HaMikdash was said to Shmuel HaNavi and not to God HaChoze. And therefore it was said that God comes to David and he says to him to go up to the Mizbeach Hashem, but it doesn't say to him Ko Amar Hashem. And also in the second part it says that David did as God Kedvar God Kasher Tziva Hashem, but it says God commanded, but it doesn't say that God commanded to God. And that's the Havana why God finished and Nasan and Avi finished Sefer Shmuel, until God gave to David Divrei Shmuel Al Bechiras Makom HaMikdash. And also why it's considered that Shmuel wrote Sifro, even though more than half was concluded by God and Nasan. In other words, the question was that it wasn't just the end of Shmuel Aleph that says Shmuel died. What about all of Shmuel Beis? Why aren't we bothered by all of Shmuel Beis? So the answer is that at the end of Shmuel Beis, it says that Ve'yavo God al David Be'yamor V'yamor Allah Kem L'Hashem Izbech So he tells him to build the Mizbeach, and then David does, like God said, as Hashem commanded. So the Sigi is apparently understanding when it says that it's only bothered by Shmuel Aleph, that the Iker Nevuas Bechiras Makom HaMikdash was said dafke to Shmuel and not to God. And therefore God says to David to build the Mizbeach, but it doesn't say that Hashem told him, because this was told to Shmuel. So God and Nasan wrote a lot of Shmuel until God gave to David Divrei Shmuel Abachiris Makom HaMikdash. So you're right, they finished off Shmuel Aleph and also a lot of Shmuel Beis. But then God gave to Nasan Divrei Shmuel Abachiris Makom HaMikdash. So this is already coming from Shmuel. So it could be that Shmuel also was involved in that Bechir as well, not only Bechir as Malachim, but Bechir as Makom HaMikdash. And therefore it's considered Shmuel Kosef Sifro, because at the end of Shmuel Beis, he has his Nevuah that he was told where the Makom HaMikdash was, that was given over to David through God. So therefore it's considered that Shmuel Kosef Sifro. So Al Kopanim, we understand the special Yachas of Shmuel HaNavi to Nevuah as Moshe V'Aaron, that they're all mentioned in the Pasuk in Mizmor Tzadi Tes of Sefer Tehillim. And why does it seor of an Anan Kasher Lifnei El Shel Shmuel HaNavi, like the Anan that was in the Ol Moed in the Midbar? Because again, Shmuel was the one Navi who was continuing the Nevuah of Matan Torah, who was continuing the Kabbalah Satar of Am Yisrael by choosing the Navi and by choosing the Makom HaMikdash, and that was Shmuel's task, and therefore Shmuel is compared to Moshe Aaron. It says in the pasuk in Parak Tzadi Tes, as we say every Friday night, Moshe Aaron b'chor, and now b'Shmuel b'kari Shmo. Moshe and Aaron were among his priests. In other words, they were chosen, and before there was a period Moshe also served as a Kohen during the Shivas Yimei Miluim, and Shmuel b'kari Shmo, and Shmuel among those who invoke his name. So you have the special status of Shmuel, because Shmuel was the one who really completed Matan Torah by choosing the Navi and by choosing the Melech and by Melachim and by choosing the Makom HaMikdash, and therefore he gets the Anan. Now in the Gemara Bava Basra, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, it says David Kasev Sefer Tehillim Adi Asar Zekanim Adi Adam Rishon Adi Malki Tzedek Adi Avram Adi Moshe, etc. So David wrote his Sefer Tehillim based on 10 Zekanim. Rashi explains Adi Asar Zekanim Kasev Zodvaram Shamar Zekanim Alal Shai Lefanav. He wrote what he said. He wrote what he wrote. That these things that these Zekanim said. Adi Adam Rishon Kon Gagami Roi Necha Vli Ma Yakurayecha Tehillim Kuflamites. That's what Adam Rishon said. Adi Avram, it says Eisan Ezrachi, that's Avram, Adi Moshe, Tfila Moshe, Perak Tzadi, Bechol, Achad Asar Mizmarim Kisidron. So Rashi understands Bedasa Talmud Bavli, which is Gedasa Medrash, that the Radak brings into Hilna, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Achad Asar Mizmarim, from Mizmor Tzadi until Mizmor Kuf, Mizmor Lesod. And so Rashi explains in Sanhedrin Kufin Aleph and Beis, Shavuos Tesvav and Beis, and his Perishal Torah Parashas Bekudei, Shmos Lamites Mem Gimel. And that apparently is the yisod of our sugya, that the three deos that hold that those paros that the Plishtim sent with the Aaron set shira mitoch sefer tehillim, and all of these shitas hold that it's a mizmor in between perek tzadi until perek tzadi and perek kuf. So that's because all of these deos hold that this shira that with the chazaras Aaron is shayach to nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore we have to say that it's coming from one of these 11 mizmarim that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. But then there's a big kashi here. How do you understand the pasuk that says Moshe Aaron b'chor na v'shmuel b'kori shmo? We don't see an example like this anywhere else, that Moshe Rabbeinu left a mizmor nevui shekasev bo she that Moshe Rabbeinu is mentioning a later Navi from a later generation, that this is one of Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizmarim, this is Mizmor Tzadi Tes, and he's mentioning Shmuel. So based on our Yisod, it's Gevaldik, that there is a one Nekuda in Taurus Moshe that's Tali in Shmuel, and therefore Moshe equates himself to Shmuel, because Shmuel has to be Mamshich by being Bocher, the Makom, the Mikdash, and the Melech. And now we can understand what Rabbi Elazar says, that the Chazaras Aaron Mimachne Plishtim comes together with the Shira of Mizmor Tzadi Tes, because this Mizmor has a Nevuah on that door. And it says, Beferish the shame of Shmuel Hanavi. So this is taking place in the time of Shmuel Hanavi. And this, the cows coming back with the Aaron, and they're singing about Shmuel Hanavi. And maybe that's what makes a lot of sense, that they would be singing about Shmuel Hanavi, because in his generation, so they would choose Mizmor Tzadi Tes. And maybe that's the inyan of the Cheshbon, to be Mavir Mesaras Hatar in the generation of the Shmuel, from the Zakenim to the Nevi'im, because until now, the Nevi'im were all seeking Nevuah. And it's better that the Torah should be Bidei Chachmei Torah, but in the time of Shmuel, so now it's coming Lidei Ligmor Ligmar Shel Torah, Ligmor Esatora, Aidei Bechiras Mikdash Umelech. So this has to be Alpi Navi, who's Megalas HaBechir B'derech Nevuah. And this is a special Shlichus from Moshe Rabbeinu Eved Hashem. So the Nevi'im are the key to finishing, completing the Torah in this Tkufa. And therefore they gave over the Mesaras HaTorah from the Zekanim to Nevi'im. So now you have Shmuel, who's going to finish it off with the choosing of the Malachim and the Makom HaMikdash, which is the Hashlam of the Torah. So therefore it makes sense that at this point there's going to be a transition from the Zekanim until the Nevi'im, from the Zekanim to the Nevi'im. That's again what we saw earlier, that Rashi explains that in the Tkuf of Shmuel the Torah was given to Kenim to Nevi'im, because this is the time when the Torah has to be completed. So there's a Hemshech to this, and Mirtz Hashem, we will hopefully, I hope, be zochot to continue. But in the meantime, we saw Niflos, and Niflos Gedela, so hopefully we will see more and more in the flows, Mitaris Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, shalom.